1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Y'all, do you have the bulletin with you? Well, it's the bulletin. Yeah, good. Our scripture today is John chapter 6. So please open your Bible to John chapter 6, verse 47 through 51. And good, yeah, everybody's here. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for moving forward today. I appreciate your cooperation. Next week, it's okay. You can sit where you normally sit. I just felt, if there's very, very few, I felt so lonely for me. So, John chapter 6, verse 47 to 51. And in many churches, there is a tradition to read out loud the Bible together. As a community of people who study and follow the Bible. So that's what I like to do here. For me, singing is the second favorite thing for me to do in church. The most favorite thing for me to do is to read together out loud. This is God's word, so it is eternal. It will always be forever. And saying it together with friends and family is a blessing for all of us. So that's what we will do in your bulletin, but also on the screen and in your Bible, New International Version 2011. But let's read together from verse 47 to 51. This is Jesus' words. Let's read. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The very words of Jesus. Amen. This English congregation is a small part of the Japanese church, which meets at 10:30 in the morning. And in this year, Pastor Hiroshi, our senior pastor, he said something interesting today. He said, this year, I'm not going to give sermons. I'm going to give lectures, because he's teaching us this year about a very important subject, especially in Japan, which is mental health. So his whole series this year is about mental, emotional, psychological health in society as it relates to the Bible. I love this teaching because the Bible wants the people of the Bible to be wise. Now, how do you become wise? The way you become wise is, what the Bible says is, you need knowledge and understanding. So you have to study something. But if it's only knowledge and understanding, it's not enough. You have to translate from knowledge to wisdom. So you need insight and focus. So you have knowledge, study, understanding, and you have to think and reflect and meditate and apply the wisdom. It's like translating from Japanese to English. You understand the language, but you need to be able to use the rules, the grammar, the alphabet, the pronunciation, and translate to English or from English to Japanese. That needs wisdom. So Pastor Hiroshi, he is a certified clinical psychologist. Certified. He has all the bona fides. He studied, he had a special grant from the national government to study a very specific psychological condition in Japan. So he has the background, he has the knowledge. He has spent many years counseling in schools, obviously at church. So he is a professional, not only in the Bible, but also in practical spiritual and psychological training. So I love it. Now, how does it relate to what we're doing here? So the mental health issues that he's addressing are helping us to live wisely, because what Jesus says is, we're here, he came so that we can have eternal life. And having eternal life doesn't mean long life. That's not what it means. It's not the length of life. It's the wealth of life. It's not living a long time. It's living well. So let me just show you the meaning. There's two. Now, so in English, it's difficult. In English, we have life for just one word. In Greek, it's two words. Bios and Zoe. In Japanese, there's many words, right? Inochi, jinsei, seimei, shogai. So many words, okay? And it's hard to translate, right? The best thing I could think of in my just, I have limited Japanese. So you have seimei hoken, life insurance, right? Jinsei. It's just bios. It's physical, breathing. That's just existing life. But the other life, seikatsu, afureta jinsei, right? Abundant, quality, happy, joyful life. That's this word, zoe. Jesus came so that we can have not this. We have this. He came to give us this. That's what we need. And so I love what Hiroshi Sensei is teaching us. I love that we're able to study this today. That's our goal. Today's target in 15 minutes is, what does it mean to have eternal life, Zoe? So, here it is. Jesus said to them, I tell you, oh, go ahead, sorry, this is the text. So, this is important for you who are reading the Bible, this word, I am. Also, he's talking about the manna in the wilderness. What is this? If you are a new Christian, or if you are not familiar with the Bible, there's a great story about a million people, maybe 2 million, the population of Hiroshima. They are slaves in Egypt. It's a slave ethnicity. They're called Jews, Israelites. They cry out, God help us! We're slaves, we're oppressed, exploited, poor, just, we need help. No power. So God says, okay, I'll send you a leader. The leader's name is Moses. And so God calls Moses, and Moses goes to God, and God says, come to the mountain. And Moses goes to the mountain, and God meets Moses on the mountain. And he says, Moses, you will lead Israel into freedom from Egypt. So Moses says, No, thank you. Right? I'm the wrong. And God says, no, 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 you will go. And Moses says, I can't speak. And God says, I made your mouth. And Moses says, if I go, what do I say? What's your name? You send me to them. They don't know your name. They know Osiris, Horus, Ra, the gods of Egypt, but they don't know you. So God, so Moses says, what's your name? Tell me the name, and I'll tell them. And God says this, here's my name. My name is Yahweh, or other ways to say it is Yohua. Okay? And the English of Yahweh is this, I am. It means I am that I am. That's my name. That's God's name to Moses. And it means I'm not the sun god like Ra. I'm not Osiris, like the god of the air. I'm not Horus, the god of the rain or the sky. I don't depend on any other thing. No god made me. No being is before me. If the sun and the stars and the planets, if they stop, I am still I am. Nothing gives me power. I am the power. Okay? So that's God is saying, I am, I am. So, the word Yahweh is Hebrew. When Jesus comes, the common language is Greek. So, Jesus is speaking in, well, the language he speaks is Aramaic. His disciples write his words in Greek. In Greek, the word I am is ego eimi. Do you know the word ego? Ego? Not the game ego, no. But the, you know, the person, the ego, right? The id. So, that's from the Greek, ego. Ego eimi. And so, Jesus, he's teaching his people who he is. And he says, ego eimi. Ego eimi. He says it 7 times in the book of John. And then 7 more times he says, I am the bread. I am the water. I am the gate. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the 7 times, 7 metaphors or words, right? And then 7 miracles to prove what he's saying. So let's catch this now. He says, I am 7 times. He shows through metaphors 7 times. And then he does 7 miracles. So 3 sets of 7, right? In the Bible idea, 3 means we're done. That's complete, right? 7 times 7 times 7. I am, I am, I am. So when Jesus says, I am, Jesus is saying, Moses talked with God on the mountain. The name of God was I am. Moses was talking to me. Yeah, that's what he's saying. And so we are studying every time he says I am. Finally, why is this so important? Oh, welcome back. It's okay. It's because if we don't understand where Jesus comes from, we will not understand where we are going in our life. So, what are you talking about, Pastor Chris? I want to talk to the Japanese. Many Japanese think of Jesus as a man who was so powerful, so good, he became God. He started as a man and he became God. This is what Japanese have told me. Now Jesus says, no, 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 no. I am the one who spoke with Moses, and I came down from heaven. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Jesus was not a man who became God. Jesus is God who became a man. And so for the foreigners here who are talking about Jesus to Japanese, we need to make that point very clear, okay? Now, why? Because if Jesus is a man who became God, it's just like everybody, all the religions. It's nothing different. Every philosophy, every way of thinking and religious idea, that's man is good. Man meditates, man prays, man devotes himself, man has discipline, man is generous, and step by step, man becomes like God from his effort, right? That's Buddhism, that's Hinduism, that's Islam, that's Confucianism, that's the major religions of the world. Even atheism. Atheism says there is no God, so let's be good. Let's make society good by being good people. That's what all the ideas are. And Jesus says, here's the problem. Here's the problem. If Jesus is a man who became God, it means we are going to be trying to be God by being good. So here's two problems. The first problem is, some of us, it's music to our ears. Yeah. So if I'm trying to be good to go to heaven or have eternal life, my problem is, I compare myself to this person. I think, I'm not perfect, but I'm better than him, right? If I'm better than him, I'm doing good enough. It's not perfect, but it's better than him, so it's good enough. You know what that is? That's pride. It's arrogance, right? That makes all the good mean nothing, because the Bible says if I give all my money, if I give all my life, but I don't have love, I'm useless. And when you have pride, you can't have love. Love, what's the opposite of love? Not hate. The opposite of love is arrogance. It's pride. Okay, so that's one problem. Okay, the other problem is if I'm trying to be a good person, many of us here, even me, I fail. I'm never as good as I need to be or I want to be. I'm not as patient. I'm not as kind. I'm not as generous. So here's what I do. I give up. I'm not perfect, and I stop praying. I stop singing, I stop reading. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know, I'm boring. All right, I'll do better. But so what do we do? You see the word here, give? It is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. we were supposed to have eternal life. God, when God made us, he put us in the garden. And there was two things, two trees. Do you know the trees? The tree of life, eternal life, and the tree of knowledge. The tree of life was a gift. It gives. The tree of knowledge was a test. God wanted us to eat the tree of life, to live forever, to live abundance and blessed. God used the tree of knowledge as a test. When we said, my knowledge, my way, my wisdom, oh, I know, that's okay. Yeah, I wish she could stay. Yeah, she's probably saying something more important than I am, so. Yeah, it's okay. See you. I'm going to give you a hug later. So, yeah, go ahead. Those are. So, God gave us the test with the tree of knowledge. We failed the test. And so, what does God do? He says, I can't give you the tree of life. You took knowledge for yourself. And now you choose good and bad. You decide good and evil, wise and foolish. If you stay that way and eat the tree of life, you'll never have me. So I give you death. I take you out. You can't eat the tree of life. However, one day I will send you my son, and he will give you his life. So, forgive me, I'm going here and there, but I hope I'm trying to be clear. I hope I'm getting clear. Through Jesus Christ, we get back to the garden. Through Jesus Christ, we go back to the tree of life because he gave his life for us. So, last thing. We'll close on this. Jesus came down from heaven and said, I'm going to give you my life. How? See here. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So this word, for the life of the world, for the world. So the best way to translate that is in place of the world. My life in place of the world. 世界の隅の代わりに私の命を。I'm going to give my life in place of the world's life. He took the punishment. He became hungry, alone, and dark. He became naked so that we could be clothed in love, filled and satisfied with the bread of heaven, forgiven, and then recovered back into the garden. So Jesus says, I'm going to give you my life. The way I give you my life is through all the cross. I give my body. It's broken. So please understand, when you eat bread, you don't just look at the bread. You don't lick the bread. You break the bread. Jesus was broken so that we can be made new, healed. So we sing, come to the altar. Come to the place where Jesus gives himself. So you have to go to Jesus in your heart now. And we come to Jesus. We say, Jesus, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I need the bread. I need the bread. This hobby, this relationship, this job, this interest, these hopes, they don't feed me. They last for 1 month or they last for a little while, but I'm hungry again. Jesus, I need your eternal life in my heart. So Cindy said it, Jesus satisfies. And she read the scriptures from Psalms. Again, I need to taste and see that the Lord is good. The satisfaction we have only in God. So that's where we are. Eternal life, quality of life, unlimited life. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you that you sent Jesus Christ so that we who are hungry can be fed. We who are thirsty can be satisfied. We who are searching can be found. Help us, Lord, to take Jesus into our life. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.